have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy for those men and women who want to overcome, who want to wake up, who want to die from that false self in order to live from the real self. Do you get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why if you do, why if you don't, why not? If you do, why? If you don't, why not? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just don't have time to sit and watch the show, because you got to do what you got to do. And we're on around the world, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so different time zone for different folk. So if you can't watch it, right then and there, podcast it. But listen, live, on your phone, you still can be listening, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, and we have to have a little bit more time with them because it's very difficult for Bible thumpers to communicate. They only know back-to-back scriptures, so they lose the common touch of communication. So we want to show love to the Bible thumpers like we do to everyone, even our enemies. So every Thursday, we take all calls, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. The spirit is up in here. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. I want to remind those that I've already said this to over and over again and introduce this to those who have never heard me say it. I've said it once. I've said it twice. I've said it thousands of times, at least 1,000 times or more. There is no love on this earth. There's no love. Your family don't love you. Your husband, your wife don't love you. Your children don't love you. And you don't love them. Your friends don't love you. Your enemy don't love you. Your brother, sister, dad, and mama don't love you. The preacher don't love you. The politicians don't love you. The media don't love you. Conservative or liberal media don't love you. There's no love on this earth. And so, this idea that you want a family, I want a family because the family is the backbone. The family is the backbone. If you don't have the family, you have nothing. No, with the family, you have nothing. If you believe, I don't care what your race is or how much money you have or how popular you are or not, male or female, if you're looking to your family member to be your backbone, you're lost. Your family members are not your backbone. Look at the hell that is happening in your family. Where's the backbone in that? And because you have the wrong idea about family, and somehow or another you think, we are family. I brought all my sisters with me. Get up, everybody, and dance. We are family. I brought all my sisters with me. And because you think that your family is your backbone, you're paying a heavy price for that. Because what happens is when you try to help your family, they take complete control of you and they destroy you. And then when you need help because you've been destroyed by your family, trying to help your family, there's no one there for you. You make a horrible mistake to think that you love somebody and that's why you're trying to help. Well, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is my mama, this is my daddy. This is my friend, this is my this or that, my wife, my husband, so I gotta help. You end up getting screwed. And then they walk away and you stuck with the screw. Meaning used and taken advantage of. There is no love in this world. And it's that way because human beings, all human beings, until they start to realize, you know, there's something wrong here. I have no love. And then they start to change, and then love comes, and love makes a home in them, and then there's love through them to the world. There is only evil on this planet. One in two men, one out of ten men and women are waking up and truly returning to love. And they have decided, you know what? I realize I don't have love. And then I got to find love. I got to look above, not below, for love. That man or that woman start to find love and be of love. But most people don't look above for love. They look below. They're depressed. They're lonely. They're suicidal. They're jealous, envious, wicked to the core, suicidal. And instead of looking for above, they look deeper into below, down into hell, and they get worse. And they get worse. Isn't that amazing? Only a few look above and truly find it. And I'm not talking about all that mess you be reciting and reading the Bible and quoting the Bible with no understanding at all. That's not love. That's not looking for love either. There's no love. And I say this because so many people are being hurt by their own family members. Because for some reason, they got to help mama. They got to help their brother. They got to help the drug addict brother, the drug addict sister, the angry sister, the divorced sister. And they end up getting taken advantage of. And then now they're depressed because they thought they were doing the right thing. You and I and no one can help another person. No one. And when you really, really see this, and you your love come from above, whenever there's a time to truly help someone, you're going to do it in the right spirit and with the right mind, a clear mind. And you would not miss a step in life, whether they appreciate it or not, give back or not. You'll be just fine. Because now you're walking in love. You're living in love. Your mindset is that of love. And most people don't even know what love is. Like, what the love? I can tell you what it's not. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Love is not an emotion. Love is not an emotion. Emotional love, feeling love, is pure evil. That's not love. But you've been told all your life, that's love. Oh, I'm in love again. This time I mean it. I'm in love again. Yeah, you're in love. You are still in hate. And you call hate love. And then you hook up and now you fight. Two devils fighting. Because you've been lied to all of your life. All of my life. Every human being on the planet been lied to. You've been getting raw information from wrong people. You've been getting dark and destructive information from dark and loss and destruction people. And you're repeating you're doing what they say to do, and you end up just like them in a ditch. Oh, you need to grow up. When you grow up, go to college, get a job, get a house, get married, have children, and you end up in a total destruction. 800 divorces, children that hate you and you hate them. Married the wrong woman, married the wrong man, you end up, because your advice come from dark people who are lost. Lost people give out lost information. And the circle and the cycle repeat itself from generation to generation. Your mama who has no love, your daddy who has no love, your expert who's had no love, except my experts, give out dark information that leads to destruction. Oh, you're depressed? Here's a pill. Oh, you feel sad and suicidal? Take this pill. It's a disease. What a mess! The best thing you can do for yourself, but do what you want, is to realize you don't have to be you any longer. And there is no one there to help anyone, not even yourself. You don't even own yourself. Of yourself, you can do nothing. You don't own yourself. My body, my choice. So I can kill the baby in my womb. Cause it's my body, my choice. How in the hell is that your body? It's like, what would happen if the creator of that body that you're calling yours were to turn the lights out? What would happen to you? If all of a sudden the one that created your body go behind the house and turn the electricity off, what would happen to you and your body that's yours? You think it's yours so you can kill the child in the womb. Called my body, my choice. You don't even have a choice. It's a spiritual battle. Wake up. If not now, when? Stop playing God. You can't help nobody. You can't even help yourself. I can't help myself. No one can help themselves. And you're blind and lost and loveless. Loveless, if you think so. Anyway, it's Bible Thumping Thursday. What the? Before I go to the call, there was a debate last night. And I didn't watch it, but I had my producer to watch it, or at least get some sound bites from it. It was the Mariota debate last night here in L.A. And it was, and the people that are running is this lost soul. Can never find her way if she had to. Carrie Bass, the so-called mayor of L.A. now. And I've debated this gal, Carrie Bass, the mayor of L.A. She had no clue. Carrie Bass don't even. God bless her soul. Poor Karen. Don't blame her. Carrie Bass and a guy by the name of Spencer Pratt, and then a former, another female by the name of Nathia Rama. Here is the a soundbite from X. So that was according to CBS LA. I gave you those names from there, and here's a soundbite from. Carrie Bass responded to why she deserved a second term from X. Watch this.
Articulate for us why you should get a second contract as the mayor of the city.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you. You know, when I took over as mayor, L.A. was definitely facing an awful lot of tough problems. And obviously, January 7th was horrible. And I, as I have told you before, it was one of the worst moments of my life to not be here when my city needed me. And it didn't matter where I was or why I was away. To me, it reminds me of like if you're away and a family member is in an accident. But I think that I deserve a second term, and I'm going to fight for that because we have made significant progress in a variety of areas. For example, homelessness was going up year after year. And under my watch, it is the first time we've had a decrease in street homelessness. While it went up in the country 18%, It came down in Los Angeles 17.5%. I have expedited the building of housing because our number one issue in this city is affordability. And one of the main drivers for affordability is housing.
Well, you need to tell the homeless people that it's gone down. When I look around, homeless people everywhere still. And mama build a house for the homeless. She think I didn't vote for her. No way. That's what the people voted for her for, to build houses for the homeless. While crime is just through the roof. Nearly every day now and night. And it's getting so bad, according to the reports, the local news, break-ins in people's homes are just through the roof. And in some cases, people are home. And organizing break-ins in these homes are happening every day with cameras and everything. And the police always show up late. And, like, the police will wait around the corner till they hear that the people left, the criminals left, then the police will show up. Carabas has been the worst thing for L.A. ever. And she's always talking about what she's doing for the homeless. How about the crime and the lack of jobs and the people leaving the cities and the riots and the rallies that are happening? No police, no bail bond. Karen has done nothing for this city to make it better at all. That's why she only can say what she did for the homeless. That's so female mama, I don't even know what to say about it. You hungry, baby? I'll bring you lunch today. That's all she ever says she's done. But she feels so bad that she wasn't here when the fire happened. She was out of town over in Africa, partying with the queen or somebody over there. Here is Karen Bass responding to the issue of L.A. fire.
Right, so let me follow up on the fires, sure. Though. What one gets the impression, based on what we saw, that you prioritized wages and benefits, a hike in the salaries of the firefighters union, over the operations budget. We saw those pictures of those engines that were inoperable because they didn't have enough mechanics to fix them.
Well,
was that a mistake? Explain that decision.
Let me just say, first of all, the primary problem there was that the chief sent home 1,000 firefighters. We actually had fire trucks with not enough firefighters there. So yes, there were fire trucks that were broken, but there were also fire trucks that were out of use because she had sent the firefighters home. You are correct. There was supposed to have been deployment and pre-deployment in the area. That did not happen. But the same way that LA was not prepared, neither was the county.
Thank you, Mayor.
Oh, Lord. You got to blame it on something. Blame it on the rain. Blame it on the rain. Did she say the L word?
By accident. She said fire trucks, but she actually meant, I mean, she accidentally said fire for boop.
For fire what?
For boop.
I can't hear you.
For bleeps.
I don't know what you're saying.
Instead of fire trucks, she accidentally said fire for.
For?
But she said the full word.
What was the word?
I can't say it. I can only say it by accident, like her.
What a mess. She black. That was from X. If L.A. voters vote for this female again, you get what you deserve. You in hell, you love hell, you want hell, so you keep voting in hell. Really? So don't complain, because she is not going to get better. Really? Red Line News. Spencer Pratt, according to Red Line News, destroyed Nathia, who was trying to convince L.A. that he and Karen Bass are teaming up against her because they have a better chance against each other. So according to the report, she said, he and Kim and Bash teaming up against me because they know he know they have a better chance. Like, they don't have a chance if she's running. Watch this from our Redline News.
These people do not want a bed. They want fentanyl or super meth. These ideas cost us over $400 million to house for 3,000 people for $400 million is an absolute failure for both of them. They're a team.
Councilmember Rahman, you have 30 seconds to respond.
I want to just say to everybody who's watching today, you're going to watch today as Mayor Bass and Spencer Pratt attack me because they want to run against each other in the general election. Each of them thinks that running against each other is what's going to help them win. And they don't want to run against me because my ideas, which are based on real results in my district, this is why this is happening today.
Councilmember Rahman, we're out of time. Mr. Pratt, I'm going to start with you, and then I'm going to go to Mayor Bass.
Mayor Bass and I are definitely not working together. I blame this person for burning my house and my parents' house and my town and all my neighbors down. I am not working with Mayor Bass. Second off, if I wanted to run against anybody, it would be the council member who is terrible. Mayor Bass has at least been a mayor for almost 4 years and has, as she talked about earlier, the unions, all the unions endorsed Mayor Bass. You think it's easier to run against the incumbent mayor with all the unions or a random city council member who's been a failure for 6 years? I would much rather run against Councilwoman Rahman. Thank you very much.
Now, I rest my case. Who is this woman, Natia? And is she black? She looked like black, but like Indian or something.
Right.
What?
I said right.
What? Not you, Derek, tell me something about you. What are you saying, Derek? Who is this Natia?
Tamil. She's Tamil. Anchor Baby knows what that is. It is. She is from, her family is from India.
Tamil.
Okay, not Tamil. I pronounce it Spanish. The family moved to Louisiana when she was six, but she was born into a family in India. She was born in India. Harvard University, MIT, urban planning degree at MIT, political theory at Harvard. So nothing real.
What a mess!
Part of the Democratic Socialists of America. This is all info from Wikipedia.
We will never get our country back. If this continues. But that guy, Spencer, made it clear. I'd rather run against this Nathia lady because she's been a total loser. And Bass is supported by the union here in L.A., so, you know what? But I like the way this man came out of nowhere. He came from the fire.
Yeah, his house, I guess, was burned down. Spencer William Pratt, reality television personality and political candidate.
Oh. I have an AI video supporting Spencer Pratt. I'm going to play that when I come back and then get to your calls here. This is so interesting to me, in a way. Lord, if ever we needed the Lord, we need him now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. We need you, Lord. A quick break, back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Baba Thumper Thursday. What the? Oh, mess. Quick announcement. What's the day of Thursday? The Hake Report is coming up from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, and you don't want to miss it. Really, he's on fire. And then check out Punchy.tv, a brand new episode podcasted with Bill. It was so interesting. It made you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. Bill on Punchy TV, brand new episode. You can podcast there. And then the Men's Forum tonight. It is the first Thursday of the month, and these meetings are so amazing. The men's forum on the first Thursday, and the ladies' forums on the third Thursday night. And what happens in those meetings stays in those meetings. No recording, video, audio, no nothing. They stay, and the people open up. Oh, Lord. So the men's forum tonight is 7. And last but not least for now, hurry. Hurry, hurry. They are going fast. We only have a limited amount of American Hope coins. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. They are gone. They're moving really fast, and thank you. And it's amazing. It's a good investment. Silver can't go wrong. Secondly, every dime we get goes back into the work we're doing here. And then it's a major, major investment. So it's 250 celebration of America. It's in remembrance of that. So I recommend you hurry. Even my family member getting them. I'm like, what the? Because it's a major investment. You can't go wrong with silver. All right? I want to really play. So call 800-411-BOND or go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Don't be, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it later. Okay. Don't say I didn't warn you. Jesse, why didn't you tell me? I'm telling you, over and over again. Speaking of the debate last night was May 5th, right, Nick? Right? Yesterday was 6th or 5th?
Yesterday was the 6th.
Hey, May 6th, 2026. And they had this mayoral debate for the mayor of L.A. Hopefully she's gone forever. I wish her well, but not as mayor. And so Spencer Here's an AI video supporting Spencer Pratt, and it went viral on the internet. This is from the Rubin Report.
Please, I'm begging you. There's homeless drug addicts in front of the schools. My children aren't safe.
Look, if you were a transgender migrant, I could get you a free pussy.
Let's move the drug addicts closer.
Bass already solved crime. I endorse her.
Next!
Please, I just want to rebuild my home. It's been over a year.
Mom, look.
This is a machine. If we want to burn this town to the ground,
feel so close.
You can do it, Spencer!
Right now.
Wow. No endorsement implied. I've not seen this until right now. My producer told me about it this morning. But it's a perfect example of the useless people running the city, this state. And it's only gotten worse. But no endorsement on this end at this point. All right? But I've not seen it. That's amazing. And when they said the P words, kids, I'm sorry they didn't somehow or another block that out. But I mean a cat, you know. Pussy cat, I love you. Yes, I do. It's a song about a cat. Here's a report on the AI video from NBC News.
A dystopian scene playing out in this viral AI-generated video that's adding fuel to an already fiery race for the next mayor of Los Angeles. It depicts a burning Hollywood sign and Republican mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt, a former reality TV star, as a Batman-like character. While his Democratic foes hosting a lavish dinner are portrayed in an unflattering light, to say the least, Democratic incumbent Mayor Karen Bass looks like the Joker.
Throw that!
Democratic challenger Nithya Raman as a puppet.
Let's move the drug addicts closer.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom as royalty.
There's homeless drug addicts in front of the schools. My children aren't safe.
Look, if you were a transgender migrant...
Other celebrities also making appearances. The political parody racking up millions of views online. And if you think it's a glimpse into the future of political messaging, welcome to 2026. It's now. Even former Florida Governor Jeb Bush calling it maybe the best political ad of the year. But it's not clear this is exactly a political ad. It was made by Menace Studio, a production company that says it's pioneering synthetic images. The founder posting the evening of May 4th, quote, I think I have to make a Spencer Pratt ad, and then dropping this video the next morning, perhaps a sign of how quickly such content can be produced. Neither the company nor the Pratt campaign responded to our request for comment on who paid for or commissioned the work. Spencer Pratt retweeted the video.
Amazing. I've not heard of this guy Pratt until now, but the video definitely lays out exactly what's happening in Los Angeles and California, period, and the people behind it who are doing nothing about it but making it worse. If ever we need a Superman, we need him now, or Batman, whoever he's playing. It's a perfect layout of what's happening. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ireland. Heard around the world and talk to Ryan out of Ireland. Ryan, you are on the air. Repeat that, Jay. Oh, okay. All right. Ryan from Ireland. Ryan? Are you on mute, Ryan? There, find out what's going on with Ryan, and I, let me know and I'll go back to him. Let me go to Amy, a first-time caller out of Texas. Amy, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Amy.
It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too. Amazing.
Amazing. So my mom has cancer, and she just found out that she has another lump on her collarbone, and we think that means the cancer spread, we think. And so now she has a dying wish that the whole family go to her family vacation place growing up, where she also took us as kids. And my husband doesn't want to go, nor does my brother's wife. And so we came up with an alternative idea, a trip that would be closer to home, because this other place is really far away. And we all have young kids. So I have to deliver the news. And I don't want to. How do I do it?
How do you do it? And why don't you want to?
I guess because I know it'll hurt her feelings.
It will hurt her feelings? Did you say it would hurt her feelings? Speak right into the phone, the louder.
It'll hurt her feelings. Should I go outside where it's better signal?
No, you're fine. Just a little loud. You're doing fine now. And what does that have to do with you saying we're not going over there, let's do it over here? What does that have to do with you? Her feelings have to do with you.
I guess I want to please her.
You want to what?
Please her.
Why?
You've
never been able to please her. Why do you still try to do that? Why do you want to please her?
Because she's dying, I guess.
What does that have to do with, what does that have to do with you? You were never able to please her while she was living. Why are you trying to please her now?
I guess I didn't forgive her. I don't know.
I'm like sorry?
I went to her. I said, maybe I never forgave her.
Have you forgiven her?
Yes, I've gone to her. Well, on a phone call, I forgave her.
You told her?
Yes.
What did you say to her?
Man, this was years ago. What did I say? I forgive you, Mom, for not loving me the way that I needed to be loved.
And what did she say when you told her that?
It's like I had a list of things that I was frustrated with her about, and she was like, well, I didn't realize I was such a bad parent, is what she said. She was offended.
And did that bother you that she was offended?
A bit.
Why?
I don't know. But, like, the other thing was,
if you were forgiving her, why would you bother? A forgiven person's never bothered. Why were you bothered that she was offended if you were forgiving her?
That's a good point.
No, that was a good question.
Yeah, that's a real question.
Well, if you went there to forgive her because you realized She couldn't help herself. She's angry and lost. I'm wrong for judging her knowing that she couldn't help herself. Why would you bother that an unforgiving person is reacting? Why would you bother?
I mean, maybe it's like it's hard to know if I was bothered or not bothered. I mean, I was just like, wow, I can't believe that she's reacting that way. That's not what I expected.
And so
but there was another. There was another time when I went to her and I was and I listed these things I was frustrated with her and she asked me to forgive her. I told her I wasn't ready yet.
What happened? You said there was another time you went there and what happened?
I went there and I told her things I was frustrated about with her.
Right.
And she asked me to forgive her. And I said, I forgive. And then I stopped. And I said, I thought I'd forgiven you a lot, but the issues kept coming up to me.
Why don't you take this time and realize, yes, my mother is wicked. Yes, she cannot help herself, but I'm wrong for resenting her. And if anything, call her up and say, or try to FaceTime with her and say, if you can't, call her. I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you truly can't help yourself and have no expectation from her at all. You don't need anything. You've forgiven her for screwing up your life, realize she can help it as you can help yourself, and then God will forgive you, and you move on with your life. If she's dying, this is the best time to forgive her, truly forgive her, so that you don't be all crying at the funeral, act like you hurt.
Man, I was like, I think I forgive her, and then things keep coming up. So
are you you're not sure if you forgave her or not?
I did forgive her.
Okay,
I mean,
then
don't
second guess it then. And if you're not going to this thing that she's trying to impose on you and your family, just let her know, no, we're mm-hmm. not coming. You don't owe her any explanation at all. Your only responsibility is not to be of anger.
Okay.
But, you know, you have your own family, and she wants everybody to come there because she's dying, according to you. She wants you to feel sorry. Everybody come around mommy. Mommy is dying. Tell me how much you love mama, how good I've been. Why waste your time with that?
That's true.
I know that was a question.
No, why waste my time? I guess, like, I have fond memories of that place when I was a kid. And I can see how she would want us all to go back one more time.
But she wants you to come back so y'all can worship her. Feel sorry for mommy. She died of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she's trying to use the cancer to manipulate us to go.
100%. It ain't about a fun place y'all grew up at. It's about I'm trying to get you there so y'all can worship me. Mama is dying of cancer.
Yeah, it's not about the memories.
Not at all. Memories are just a memory. It's just an idea. Memory of the way it was. That was then. This is now. She's using
right.
all that to control you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all falling for
it.
And
we have our own families.
Right. Why don't you obey your husband and tell your mama how the cow ate the cabbage? But don't resent her.
Okay. Wonderful. Sing that song. Okay, you
want to
sing that song? Well, thank you, Jesse.
Any question about any of this?
It makes sense. Yes.
So why don't you do what makes sense to you?
I mean, that's a godly thing to do, right? But is it the loving? I'm loving my husband by obeying him, but And am I loving my mom by letting her down?
You love your mother by not resenting your mother. No such thing as letting her down. If she feels let down, that's on her and in her. It has nothing to do with you. And if you have truly forgiven her, why are you feeling that way? Why are you going with those thoughts and ideas?
Oh, that's good. I guess I'm getting in my head, getting into my thoughts.
You rather think?
Than,
absolutely. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
It's been a couple months.
Well, no wonder. Suffer and die. How would God help you if you don't stay with him? And you keep turning away from him. How would he help you? Because you keep turning back to the devil. And this is why you're confused right now. You're back in darkness. You're back in thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
How would God help you if you don't stay present with him and follow him?
I guess he can't.
I'm sorry?
He's too far away. I'm too far away from him right now.
You're one with the devil. You're not even in the light. You're in the darkness of your imagination, and you believe in lies. And Satan is playing on your mind, and you think those thoughts are your own, but they're not. And you're believing them. Stop believing them, but you got to stay in the light so you can see the darkness. Thoughts are lies. Thoughts are dark.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't stay in the light so you can be aware of that.
That's true.
And now the thought, Satan got you, oh, poor mama. We can't go way over there to see her, but we'll go somewhere else. We'll meet her somewhere else. And I'm afraid to tell her because I don't want to let her down. She's dying. I don't want to hurt her feelings. That's so dark, I don't even know what to tell you, Amy. There's no love in that.
Mm-hmm.
If you loved her.
I got in my head.
Yeah, absolutely. If you love your mother, just say, you know what, we can't come. We're not coming. But I wish you well.
Okay.
I recommend, do what you want, of course. You go back to the prayer so you can stay present instead of being lost in the darkness of thoughts, imagination. And you always see the right thing to do.
That is you, Robin. Yes.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
I wish you well.
Nice to talk to you.
You too, Amy. Let me take a quick break, and then I come straight back to the calls. Hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. It's amazing the hour gone by. What the? Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some serious mess going on in this whole here world. And
unsealed by a judge, a note purportedly by Jeffrey Epstein. Some call it a suicide note, but it's a note that Jeffrey Epstein's former cellmate claimed that he found after the millionaire, not billionaire. According to Forbes and other outlets, he was a multimillionaire, 500, 600 plus thousand, I mean, 500, over 500 million, almost, or maybe over $600 million is what they said they estimated his wealth to be, to have been at the time of his death. And they say that he was never a confirmed billionaire. Anyway, they call him a sex offender as well. That's Jeffrey Epstein, the Democrat donor and Harvard donor. He allegedly did himself in a jail cell, even though he said that he had no interest in doing himself in. But maybe he changed his mind, or maybe he was lying, and who knows. It's his first suspected jail suicide attempt was made public. All right. Anyway, the Trump administration is shifting their messages about the Iran war, and there's fears about the risks of AI, artificial intelligence, that may pose to humanity, looming over the trial pitting Elon Musk and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. There's some serious mess coming out of that stuff. Gossip and slander and who knows what else. A federal judge has released that Jeffrey Epstein suicide note. The FBI is searching this Virginia Senate leader's office as part of a corruption probe. Is that that black gal? Louise Lucas. Let's find out. L. Louise Lucas. Yes, indeed. That black female gal. Politician. And Ted Turner, CNN founder. You heard this yesterday on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and the Hague Report. CNN founder and cable TV pioneer. Died at the tender age of 87. President Trump honored him with a Truth Social post. Okay? Different to be distinguished from Commie Nonsense Network in its current form. All right? And Rudy Giuliani is, maybe good news, out of ICU, intensive care unit, after his hospitalization, which was for pneumonia. Okay? So pray for Rudy Giuliani. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well, y'all. It is hate news, not fake news. And there is a men's forum today, y'all, for the guys. Rebuildingtheman.com/events, 7 p.m., first Thursday of the month at Bond here in Los Angeles. Trump says that Iran will be bombed at a much higher level if they don't agree to a peace deal. He says the Iran deal, though, is very possible following very good talks in the past 24 hours, and that was several hours ago. So, but they've had good talks before, and things have fallen through, he has said. He acknowledged. There was an abrupt U-turn on the plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz that came after backlash from allies, Trump, according to NBC News. Okay, so it may or may not be true. But Trump paused the Hormuz naval escorts after Saudi Arabia denied use of its airspace. Interesting. Well, they got to watch out for themselves. They have the right not to let us fly over their stuff. And a container ship, a CMA, CGM container ship, was hit in the Strait of Hormuz, injuring the crew. Crazy. Not sure what that's about, what CMA or what CGM is, but it's crazy. So it's a hairy situation, whatever. You know how gas prices are high? DoorDash, no endorsement implied, is supposedly looking out for the little guy. They're planning to spend more than $50 million on gas relief, gas price relief, gasoline, okay, petrol, for the Europeans, for its drivers this spring. Isn't that nice? Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it's nice, necessarily. But that sounds like it's quote-unquote nice. And Rutgers University has withdrawn their invite to a graduation speaker over his criticism of Israel. Shout out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Mm-hmm. have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Thursday. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If yes, why? If no, why not? So why or why not? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Baba Thumper Thursday.
News for you. We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
What the? I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. What a mess. Let me try Ryan again out of Ireland. He's been waiting all the way around the world. Ryan, let's try it again.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay, thanks, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just to let you know, I should be in working right now. My manager has given me like 10, maybe 15 minutes, so I have to past the hour max.
Okay.
But I just really need to ask you something because this has been driving me up the wall, and it's about forgiving my mom. It's funny that the previous caller had doubts about forgiving their mother, and I've something similar. I think, like, I don't know, like, I've done it three times. I've actually gone through it three times, and I still don't think about this. How do you draw the line when it's actually not done properly?
So you've gone to her three times to forgive her, and you still don't think you've done it right?
Yeah. The first two times I was, like, the first time I ended up crying, and that was a total fail. I knew straight away. The second time, I thought I did it right, but really looking back, I was like, real cowardly, and I let her off. I didn't say, like, things that I should have said, like, I for example, turning me away from my father. I did say it, but I let her off the hook. I can't even explain the way I said it to her, but it was like I basically let her off the hook. I didn't.
How did you let her off the hook? Like, what do you mean by that?
I'll say it. I do remember what I said, how I said it. I said to her, I forgive you for this is how I said it, right? I said, I forgive you for not so much turning me away from my father, but, you know, like, not being so honest about him. But really, I should have just said, like, straight up that, yeah, I forgive you for like at least trying to turn me away from my dad, because she did. And looking back now, it's clear as day. I know she did.
What did you say?
So I feel like I didn't do it right.
Because you don't have a lot of time, what did you say exactly to her?
The second time I said, that I forgive her for passing on her anger and fear to me. And then that was about the only thing that really I said truthfully. And then after that, I said, I also forgive you for not really turning me away from my dad, but not being honest, not really being that honest about him and like not really talking about him, because he died when I was young. So she never really talked about him or anything. But yeah, that was, I probably said some other stuff, but I can't really remember from the second time.
And
but
what was her response? That was the second time. What was her response?
Her response that time was kind of like, she kind of understood. Well, when I said that she passed on the anger and fear, I could see that she didn't like when I said that. And I was too conscious of what she was thinking about, like, you know, what I was saying to her. Did you get me?
Right. And so your question for me is what?
How do you know, like, how do you know if you need to go back and forgive? Because, like, I'm thinking, when I look back, it's clear day that she manipulated me from as soon as she could. She was manipulating me.
Right.
And I didn't know at the time, and now I can see it clear as day, but I didn't actually say that word to her. I never said that she manipulated me. And then also, I feel like I let her off the hook with the turning me away from my dad thing.
Right.
Because I was like too easy on her. You know, I'm not trying to blame her. I suppose that's another question I have.
She
but I don't
is
have time,
to blame
but,
for. She is to blame for causing you to become like her. You're to blame now as an adult that you don't move on, work on yourself. How old are you, Ryan?
24.
Oh, okay. Ryan, you have done it the right way. Stop believing the thoughts that you did not say this or say that, or you did this. You believe in thoughts, and that's where the problem is. You're done fine. You're all right. And so when you communicate with her now, and if you communicate and you notice that she's trying to manipulate you or something, whatever, just tell her, hey, you're trying to manipulate me. Stop that. If you don't stop, I'm not going to communicate with you anymore. Just be straight up with her, and however she feels about it, and however she reacts, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you at all.
Well, why do I get what you're saying, by the way, but why do I feel like I want to go back and, because I never said that word to her. So it's like my mind is telling me, and that's wrong in itself. Like, I shouldn't be listening to my mind, I'm sure. But
right.
It's telling me it's telling me that I didn't say to her the biggest thing that she did to me.
But you did. You told her what she did to you. She didn't even talk about your father the way she should have while you were growing up. You've done it all. You did fine. You're listening to the devil by listening to thoughts, and you're not understanding yet or can't see that all thoughts are all lies all the time. And so they're telling you, oh, you didn't say this, and you didn't say that. You said what you needed to say, so now move on. By not believing in the thoughts about what you did or did not do. Stop believing the thoughts. His phone dropped. He's on a computer. So, from Ireland, Ryan, you have done fine. The thoughts align to you and you believe in them. And that's your only issue. Stop believing the thoughts. And you see that you have done it just fine. Because the number one thing is you realize you needed to forgive her. You realize you were wrong for resenting her. You went and forgave her. Now you're fine. Don't believe the thoughts. All right? Let me go to Sharon out of Virginia. Sharon, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Sharon.
I want to thank you for taking my call. And I'd like to talk to you about your thoughts concerning the judgment of others in two specific situations. Now, I know from listening to you in the past that you say not to judge others and not to have an opinion about it. And I try very hard to do that. I really do. That is a fine line, and I walk it. So the two instances or the two situations I want to ask you about, the first one is jury duty. When you're forced to take a side, how do you not judge another?
Well, you hear the evidence, and then you, based on the evidence, you make the decision based on the evidence, which is a practical decision. And you don't hate the person that committed the crime. You make no personal opinion about the person, because you, now that you're working on yourself, you understand that whatever the crime that that person committed, it wasn't them, but it's the evil that's in them driving them. They just don't understand that or know that, but you do. So you make the decision based on the evidence, the physical evidence that is presented to you.
Great. Thank you for that insight.
That makes sense.
Now, yes, it does. And it goes to my second question.
Okay.
So the second situation is where a crime is committed against you.
Against Jews?
And the police. Pardon?
A crime committed against who?
Against you.
Jew?
Against you personally. Huh?
Oh, if a crime is committed against me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And the police officer brings that case to court. You don't, but the police officer does.
Right.
So you are then forced to take a side. How do you handle that situation of not judging another?
Not hating the person, but you make it's the same thing. You make the decision based on the evidence, the proof that the crime, the person did do the crime. But you don't hate the person for doing the crime.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because it's a fine line. And I agree with you. My feeling is I walk the spirit of truth. And if they did the crime, then they have to answer for it. It's called accountability. And that's what our system's based on.
That's why we have the law of the land. Even though the law's so crazy now, but the law of the land is to contain the lawless. Most people are not going to follow the law of God, to love God with all their heart, soul, and might, and to love one another. They're not going to follow the law of God, and as a result, they're out of control because they're of evil. And so we need the law of the land to contain the lawless, because if not, they'll go crazy. It'll just be worse than what it is right now. But just don't hate them, and you'll be fine, because you understand they can help themselves. They don't know that they're being driven by evil.
I totally agree with you, and I'll leave you with my statement on to sum up what you just said.
Okay.
People who don't have boundaries live in cages.
People who don't love the light live in cages, absolutely.
People who don't have boundaries.
And what do you mean by boundaries?
I mean, you know, we put animals in cages because they don't know where the line is. They don't know how to behave. They can't think for themselves. It's no different than people.
Yeah, the people that any crime that a human being commit, they are doing it because they cannot see. They're of their father, the darkness of evil, they cannot see. So, yeah, you're right about that.
Thank you, Jesse. Great to talk to you.
You too. I wish you well.
Thanks, sir. Okay. Have a good day.
All right. 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. Before I go back to the phone, it is Bible Thumper Thursday, and I want to, speaking of love, I want to just share this with you. Because there is no love in this world. Look at what's happening. Human beings are insane. They've gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. According to 1 Peter 4:8, above all, keep loving one another, honestly. Since love covers a multitude of sins, love conquer all, folks. Is that right, Nick, what I read? I'm black. Read it for me.
Above all, pardon. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
Love conquers all. But what is love? What is love? And there's no love anywhere. Nobody love you. Nobody love you. And you love nobody. If you get mad or you feel something or you think something because nobody love you, that means you don't love them. Because if you was of love, you would never feel or think anything about nobody loving you. What the? Christ came to tell you to love one another. Lay down your false identity, your ego, the not you, and love one another. Isn't that amazing? My producer gave me this this soundbite of a so-called preacher by the name of Anna. Is it Anna there? Anna Flower of the United Church of Massachusetts. No, the United Church in Massachusetts. Arguing that when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, it is not literally. And that there are many values, religion, and ways to Jesus. This is from Potestia. Watch this.
I am the way and the
Start
truth and the life. And here's the kicker. No one comes to the Father.
Okay.
I am the way and the truth and the life. And here's the kicker. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, for centuries, for millennia, Christians have used those words as a proof text to do all kinds of awful things in the world, to punish people for not being Christian or not being their version of Christian, to punish or condemn people for all kinds of beautiful diversity that we see in the world. Jesus did not come into this world to preach and to teach a my way or the highway kind of religion. Absolutely not. And in every other one of the Gospels, people come to Jesus and they ask him point blank, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus' answer is this: follow the Ten Commandments, love God, be an ethical person, do the right thing. Where the person who's asking, how do I inherit eternal life, follows up and says, well, who is my neighbor? And he says, the person who is on the way to eternal life, the person who has got it, who loves God and loves their neighbor, it can even be a Samaritan, somebody who is not of our religion, not of our tribe, not of our ethnicity, and worships God in a completely different way. That person can inherit eternal life.
I have no clue as to what the daughter of Satan is talking about. I don't even know what you're talking about. See how Satan put women in leadership role because he want to deceive the people? And he uses his daughters to do that. In every aspect of life, and especially today, and not only in America, around the world, but America first, right? He put Satan, his daughters, the devil, in leadership role. In businesses, in government, over the family, and everything, so he can keep the darkness there by deceiving the people. Because today, people believe the woman. as Adam believed the woman. And because they believe the woman, they suffer. They suffer. This female is causing nothing but suffering. She's using a little truth from the Bible to deceive. Did she say that in the soundbite there? They're saying that she's saying that other religions are valued. I don't know. I didn't hear her say that, but where did you get that from, Derek? What? Other religions are valued? That's evil. God nor his son has nothing, zero, to do with religion. Nothing. Religious leaders, religious believers hate God. They have no love for God nor their fellow man. God is not in. Tell me in the Bible, where is it where Jesus said to worship him in religion? Find that for me. Uh-huh. Where does Jesus say, oh God, worship me in religion? He had nothing to do with religion at all. Religion and the religious people hate God, religious leaders especially. The Pope, the preacher, the prophet, the prophetess, the whatever they are. Look at religion. Religion is not working. Everybody and their mama have tried religion and they're still miserable. They have no peace. Not only do they not have peace in the Middle East, they don't have peace within themselves. Not find me a religious person with peace and I'll eat my hat. Find me a religious person who have entered into the kingdom of heaven within and I'll eat my hat. I'll cut my mirror off. Religious people are crazy. You can find where he said, worship me in spirit and in truth, but you're not going to find it anywhere where he said, worship me in religion. And there are all kinds of religions out there. 888-7753-773, Bob and Thumper Thursday. Let me go to first-time caller out of Canada. Rate?
Hello. Yeah, hello, Jesse.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I really love your show, by the way.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah. I was watching an old video of you when you were talking to young kids about names, and you were saying the person's name, that if the person has a bad name, that you won't hire them, something like that.
Oh, a black and name.
Yeah, a black name. And so it's really funny. Because I thought to myself, like, yeah, like, they are black names. Like, if you look on the internet and search black names, you will see black names. But why is it like that? Like, why can't a black guy get a name like Alan?
Right. If a black person get a black name, they're already telling you that they hate white people. And they're trying to be different than white people and set themselves apart from white people. Why would I hire someone like that, knowing in advance that they're going to come into my company hating white people? And when you hire, yeah. you hire the best qualified person, not the best named person.
Yeah, I used to feel like I'm African or I'm international student, African-American, like I'm from Africa. So when I first came here, I used to feel, I wouldn't say hatred, but I used to feel like, okay, there was racism. Until I asked myself, like, what has the white people done to you? And I was like, nothing.
I rest my
case. So I discovered that I was, like, adopting the mentality of others.
Yeah.
I didn't actually think for myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But my question today is, yeah, I'm a young man. And
how old are you?
I'm 22.
22?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how can I have been struggling with lust for a while, for a long time now. So how can someone like me overcome? Or is it something that I will overcome? Or something that I will just have to, I don't know.
You can, there's nothing in life that you cannot overcome. And the way you overcome lust is that you drop the anger and stop believing the thoughts. When you're tempted with lust, with the thought, let it pass. And if you get caught up in it and you feel that you just gotta do it, let it pass. But if you feel like for now that you gotta do it without judging yourself, without feeling going with the false guilt afterward. Because if you go with the guilt, let's say you say, I'm never gonna lust again. And then you put a week or two go by and you don't lust anymore. And then a month later you lust. And then the devil tell you, oh, Lord, I thought you were over that. You're now lust. Now you're doing this and doing that. And the feeling of guilt, you feel guilty and you feel this. Don't identify with that because there is no you to feel guilty about anything. Because if you feel the guilt and then you say, I feel guilt, you're going to end up doing it again. But if you feel the guilt because you're in your thought, and don't call it you, you will not ever do it again. So you got to drop the thoughts when they come. Don't call them you, and you'll be fine. Stop being angry. Okay. You got to drop the anger first. Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I haven't. I haven't told them directly.
And
but
why
in my
not?
Head, I'm like,
because the woman, you made the woman your God, and all women that you meet is your mother, and you... Because you have not forgiven your mother is your God. All women will be your God, and you're subject to that until you forgive your mother. Then you'll no longer see the woman as your God, and you'll be able to deal with them in a perfect way, and you'll be fine. Why haven't you forgiven your mother?
I don't know. Like, I've been watching your show, and you always bring it up. So, okay, my question is, how do I go about it? Should I just tell my mom, okay, mom, I forgive you? And she'll be like, okay, for what? So what will I then say?
What do you resent her for? What do you wish she had never done or wish she would stop doing now?
I don't know. I would just say my mom is trying to control me in a way. Like, she always says that, oh, she doesn't like my hairstyle or my hair is too high. It's not that I have a rough hair. I always comb my hair, but she just dislikes, like, high hair all this time. Sometimes I feel like...
Hold that thought. Let me take a quick break, okay?
Okay.
Don't hang up. Okay. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, quick announcements here. Number one, I do shout outs for you, and I'm told that this Sunday is Mother's Day Sunday. What the? Is that true, Nick?
I don't know.
You don't know? I may be wrong, but I think if it's not this Sunday, it's next Sunday.
Yeah, it is. What? This Sunday, May 10th.
Is Mother's Day?
Correct.
So Mother's Day shout out. Happy Mother's Day, Mama, or whatever you want me to say to her for you. I do shout-outs. Mother's Day shout-out, birthdays, weddings, congratulations, encouragements. So what a time to shout-out to your mama, or whatever the shout-out is. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And you can also go to shoutout.us or maybe us. Is that shoutout.us, James? Shoutout.us/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. I'm not sure if it's US or us, but it's US for sure. Shoutout.us/Jesse Lee Peterson. So you have no excuse. Shout out. And check out the merch. Mama Day is coming up. Amazing merch. Mama would love if you gave her, when she crying, she's lying. She would love that. And she would love that anyone with anger is evil. Mugs and t-shirts and books and coffee, Punchy's Coffee. Check it all out at jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And they had a brand new episode in the men's forum tonight and a brand new episode of the fallenstate.tv tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise, I spoke with Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood director turned pro-life activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When I worked at Planned Parenthood, our family was very disordered. They call for women to be the heads of their home, for women to emasculate their husbands. The only marriage that is celebrated inside of the abortion industry are gay marriages. Truly, we have been knit together in our mother's wombs before our parents even knew. No one is ever a mistake.
Life is a gift from God, right? You can do what you want. You can live in misery. You can live in hell, or you could be free. Very, very interesting. I truly enjoyed talking with her. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member of right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Let me go quickly back to Gate, a first-time caller out of Canada. So, Gate, is Gort, you say there?
Yeah.
So what are you were saying that you wish your mother was, she's trying to control you, and now she's complaining about your hair, and go ahead.
Yeah, so I was saying, like, I'm not saying, like, she's not a good mom or she's, my parents are not good, but...
What's good about her?
Like, she raised me right and all.
How she raised you right and you resent her?
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm a grown man. I can make decisions for myself.
Okay.
I'm not saying, like, all the decisions I'm going to make is going to be good. But I know my parents are just trying to look out for me because they have been through that stage and I've passed it.
Right.
And, yeah, because there was a period of time I was wearing earrings. Then I stopped. Then when I look back to myself, I was like, why did I even start wearing earrings? So it's like, I just feel like maybe I'm in a stage where I can't really, I wouldn't say think clearly, but I'm a Christian now, I'm saved and all. But yeah, I just say like,
why don't you forgive your mother? Why have you gone to her either by, does she live near you or she live in Africa?
No, she live in Africa.
Okay, why don't you FaceTime with her and forgive her for imposing her will on you, for turning you against your father, but especially impose her will on you. Why have you told her, I'm sorry for resenting you when you were imposing your will on me? I realize now you couldn't help yourself, and I'm sorry for resenting you for that. Why have you told her that?
I don't know. I will tell her.
But why haven't you told her?
Why haven't I? I just feel it's just this, okay, what will she say? How would she react? Or would she be mad? That type of reaction.
But why do you care about that at all? Why do you take any concern about her reaction at all? Because her reaction is inside of her, and it has nothing to do with you. You're working on you to overcome evil. Why are you concerned about a person that might not want to overcome? Because she reacts, it means that she doesn't want to admit she's wrong, and she has a right to live in her hell and not to admit that she's wrong, and you have a right to overcome your hell. Why would you let that stop you from forgiving her or even be concerned about her reaction?
Yeah, I haven't thought of it that way, but yeah, now you...
That was a question.
I just feel, I don't know, maybe it's out of respect or... Oh, sorry, can you repeat the question?
Why you're holding back from forgiving her because of her reaction? She may have this kind of reaction or that type of reaction. Why does that bother you or concern you at all?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to the question. Maybe because... I don't know. I don't know. I haven't thought of it that way.
Oh, okay. And if you love her, you will forgive her. If you don't forgive her, it's because you don't love her. You hate her.
Okay. I have forgiven her in my head, but I haven't told her.
Did God tell you to forgive her in your head or in your heart or go and face her and forgive her?
Go and face her.
So why don't you do it the God way instead of Satan's way?
Okay, I will try that.
That was a question.
Because most people, like, when you say you forgive someone, like, sometimes you can't actually reach the person. Or in my case, I can talk to my mom, but I don't know why I haven't done it.
I would highly recommend that you do if you want to overcome lust, because your weakness with women is because you resent women. You resent your mother, you resent all women, and then when you resent someone, you make them your God. And when you make them your God, they control you.
Okay.
And so forgive your mother, and however she reacts, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you. You're a grown man, and you're not obligated in any way at all to your mother, but to love her by not hating her.
Okay.
When you would ask your father growing up, and you would ask your father to help you deal with your mother, did he help you deal with her?
Like, deal with her, like how?
To tell her to stop imposing a will on you, being demanding and or being too motherly or whatever. When you were asking your father to help you deal with her, when she was displaying impatience and all that, what would he say?
What would my mom say?
No, what would your father say when you were growing up and you asked him to help you deal with your mother? Did he help you?
Yeah, yeah.
How did he help you?
I mean, like, sometimes when I tell my dad, oh, my mom did this, my dad would confront her.
In front of you?
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
on. And so, forgive your mother, and you're going to be fine. Are you doing the silent prayer, meaning that are you staying present, or are you still tripping in your head in thoughts?
Like, what do you mean by silent prayer? So I've been hearing you talk about this.
Go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. And start doing that. I recommend you start doing this so the spirit of truth can bring you out of the darkness of your imagination, out of the thoughts, and out of the thoughts about everything. And you will see your life will be simple and easy and amazing.
Yeah.
And it tells you what to do. So go and start doing it.
Silent prayer. Okay.
Rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
And then
go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was like, so I really want to overcome this, like, because I've heard people talk about how they did it or how they have overcome or how they have been free and stuff like that. And I'm like, God, when, or that type of thing.
Okay. Drop the anger by forgiving your mother and yourself or anyone, and then watch those thoughts. And all the darkness that is tempting you like this will disappear and you'll be free. And never feel guilty about anything ever again, because all you're doing is building another false identity.
Okay.
So don't let the devil make you, he tempt you to do something. You go and do it, and then he come back and accuse you. Oh, I thought you were a Christian. I thought you were going to do that anymore. And now you feel guilty. And all you're doing is building a false identity, because there is no you to feel guilty about anything.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Justin.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah. One last question before I leave.
Okay.
Okay, back to that first discussion I was having with you about the names.
Right.
So what do you think of an African name?
Well, African name, if you're from Africa and you came here, you have an African name. That makes sense. But I'm talking about the black people that are born here and they are making up these black names. A black name is not an African name. A black name is a made-up name to try to not identify with Americans or with the white people. A black name is a person that's saying that they hate white people.
Okay.
So an African name is not a black name.
Yeah. Yeah. That's different. Okay.
All right, man. So, I wish you well.
Yeah. Take care, Jesse. Have a good day.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yeah. I will call you back.
Okay.
I'll call you back.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on Cash App, Bond JLP. On Cash App, Sean G, donation. Stay with it.
Thank you, Sean G. I appreciate it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And thank you for your support.
Big Hair Tsunami on pill.net. Gifted a 6 month bronze tier subscription. And Groovy Monkey claimed that bronze tier 6 month subscription by a Big Hair Tsunami.
Amazing.
Without even knowing it, I think, maybe.
Thank you. That's amazing. Appreciate it.
Congratulations, Groovy Monkey, and thank you to Big Hair Tsunami.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's
shout out.
Jesse Lee Peterson on pilled.net. It's the new DLive, I guess.
Pilled.net.
Jesse, what's better, to be a Christian who believes Jesus is God or to be a Muslim?
A Christian that believes Jesus is God is a Muslim. What the? Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Kale.
Thank you, Kale.
Biggie B, Biggie Bollocks, you having Destiny back and how you predict his divorce. Biggie Bollocks.
Amazing. I always enjoy talking to Destiny, and I've always respect his not being afraid to talk to anyone. It doesn't matter. So I wish him well. Amazing. Thank nice. You.
And Heat Halfbreed, what you mean no endorsement here? As if he is a better candidate, as if there is a better candidate in L.A. to endorse as mayor. What the?
There is no better one.
Either you endorse Bass or Pratt. Get Spencer on the Fallen State so you can make an official endorsement, says In Heat. But what about Nathia? That's another option.
Nathia ain't got no business being up there.
Indeed.
Well, it doesn't look like she had nothing else to do. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Coffee Talk with Sandra gifted the cookie saying, suffer and die.
That's right. Suffer and die means to suffer the ego death and die from it. There's only one death, and that's the ego death. And once you die from the ego self, there's no more death. I done died. Die one time and ain't got to die no more. Ain't got to die no more. Amazing. Thank you.
She also
you heard that song?
I don't know. Not sure. I did. I just did.
What did I say right now in the song?
I done died and I ain't got to die no more.
I done die one time and ain't got to die no more. You ever heard that Anchor Baby?
No, is that a Christian song?
That's Christian.
It's actually talking about just dying once?
Uh-huh. I done die one time and ain't got to die no more. Ain't got to die no more. Thank you, Lord. It's black.
It sounds black.
Amazing. Thank you.
And Coffee Talk with Sandra gifted two more cookies. No message.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Only love matters. Hi, all y'all. Farm Gale, emoji, black, carrot. Jesse, what do you think/believe about expired loved ones' souls? Can the dead repent in hell?
I don't know, but may their soul rest in peace. That's all I think. What the? Thank you.
Marcus G59, fear of the truth leads to the path of darkness. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering. 100.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Appreciate it.
KO, that's hilarious. If someone kept coming up to me for giving me over and over, eventually I'd be like, what the? Why are you always bringing it up? Laughing, scrunched face.
No, you don't need to go and do it but one time, folks. And don't let the devil tell you to do it right. Unless you really didn't do it right. If you go over there and say, Mom, Mommy, I want you to know I love you, you ain't doing it right. You go up there and say, Mom, Mother, whatever you call it, I'm sorry for resenting you. You're done with it then. Amazing.
Thank you, Kale. The great white Thank Pope, you, Vatican III, a fool will always be a slave to the wise wisdom.
Repeat, who is that from?
The Great White Pope, Vatican
III. The Great White Pope! Thank you.
Harmony Harms, amazing member for 6 months.
Amazing, thank you.
Birdie Bound Brian, Jesse don't know what a hat tastes like till this day.
I've not had to eat my hat yet. Amazing, thank you.
Three-time Trump voter. Hey, Punchy, if Spencer keeps this up and wins, he will be the good white hope.
If ever we needed a good white hope, we need him now in Los Angeles. That's for sure. And whole California, really. Thank you.
Juju Grimm, no message.
Thank you, Juju Grimm.
H-Town Julie, Corinthians 14, 34, 35, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience.
I rest my case. But saints have now put them into churches, into Bible study classes, in the government, and businesses, and everything. The news weather reporter, the news reporter. And it's a mess. Right on. Thank you.
VMST 80, I thumped my Bible so hard that a portal to heaven opened up, and through it I saw the angel Michael training Jesus how to use a sword.
Bible Thumping Thursday. Thank you.
Bert bought 3 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I tried to forgive my mom with just words, and it didn't work, but been realizing I need to let God show me why I need to.
Right on. Forgiveness began in the heart first by realizing, truly realizing, seeing it for yourself, not because I said it or anyone else said it, that I do resent my mother. I do have anger toward her. I do get irritated at her. I wish she would stop doing this or would she had never done that. It's in the heart first. Then you go and forgive. Once you do that, you enter into the kingdom of heaven. And you ain't seen nothing yet. And every human being on the planet, you hear the callers from all around the world, they all got the same problem with their mama. The same thing with everyone who was born of the mother must forgive the mother and return to the father. Amazing. Thank you.
Oshkosh on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Uncle Jesse, get so-and-so on the Fallen State.
Thank you. I'll check it out.
Very nice.
And pass it on to the producer of Indeed. The Fallen State.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now. Oh, Eric. 5 coffees. Quote, Superman goes to the gym, too, but he's afraid of his mama.
That's right. That's for sure, Eric. That's deep.
Very nice.
They can go to the military. They can fight in World War 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They can kill Hussein and Hussein's mama. And they still come home and afraid of their mothers. Or they could be bodybuilders and weightlifters, boxers, and being tall and fat, whatever. Male and female, they hate their mama. They're afraid of the mothers. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you guys now. That's all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller David out of Missouri. David, you are on the air.
Hello, what's up, man?
Hey, David. That's it?
Hey, how's it going?
All is well, David.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a Bible verse, if I may, and even ask you a question after.
Okay, hold on, David. Let me take a break.
Okay.
888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
A whole lot.
lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? There's one line open at the end here of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, May 7th, 2026 A.D. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. More may be coming in, and we shall be reading them. And pardon me if I missed them. Let me know. And it is hate news, not fake news. After the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, this third and final hour today will be the Hake Report, all right? And then American Anchor Baby. Yesterday we had Punchy TV hosted by Bill. Check it out. Let us know what you think. Let Bill know. Comment on Punchy TV YouTube channel, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Tonight is the Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. They are a highlight of the month, highly recommended. Even if you're tired, men, as long as you don't fall asleep on the road or whatever, I encourage you, join us. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. First Thursdays for men only. Third Thursdays in the evening, 7 p.m. for ladies only. People come from all over the world, the men and the women. And some stay from Thursday. They stay in L.A. area and then come to church on Sunday. Church with J.S.E. Lee Peterson on Sunday. Nice. On the Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube channel. Commie nonsense. No commie nonsense for me. But let me explain what that CMA, CGM, that's a French shipping group. And they're one of their container ships, I guess. A Maltese flagged San Antonio, I guess, is the name of the boat. On Tuesday, a couple of days ago, right? Late news from Hake News, suffered an attack while transiting the Strait of Hormuz, per that French shipping group, CMA-CGM, resulting in vessel damage and crew injuries. Imagine that. And a container ship is not just a small little tugboat. A container ship is like thousands, maybe, of those big old truck, semi-trucks. You know, those things carry a single container. This thing carries a bunch of them. Anyway, the incident represents the latest disruption in the strait during the Middle East conflict. You know, the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran. And so they had 14 vessels. This French shipping group had 14 vessels stranded in the Gulf at the start of the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. Wow. So the injured crew members from the San Antonio have been evacuated for medical care. Shipping data indicates the vessel was headed to Mundra, India. President Trump said Tuesday he would briefly pause an operation to help escort ships through the strait, citing great progress toward a comprehensive agreement with Iran. What a mess. And the FBI searching that Virginia Senate leader's office as part of a corruption probe. It was that L. Louise Lucas, 82-year-old Portsmouth native. Portsmouth is, I guess, is that Portsmouth looks like, but it's Virginia State. She's been in the Virginia State Senate since 1991. Currently holds the position of Senate President pro tempore, or pro tempore, I don't know, pro tempore. No threat to public safety executing the warrant, the FBI said. The investigation remains ongoing with no further details. A reporter observed the FBI evidence response team photographing the scene and approaching this woman, Lucas, what's her name again? L. Louise Lucas. And so, nice. She left the location in a vehicle Wednesday morning. She's a vocal critic of our greatest president, Trump, of course, being black, even as 82 years old. And an architect of Virginia's redrawn congressional districts. Interesting. Which voters supposedly approved last month in that vote that was actually pretty close, I heard. But it faces legal challenges, that redistricting thing. It may not actually pass. We'll see. Anyway, more headlines for you. There's a quiet Republican effort, supposedly, to flip John Fetterman. Is it John Fetterman? Josh Shapiro, right? He's the governor of PA, Pennsylvania. He says that Fetterman should honor the will of the Pennsylvania voters and not switch to the GOP. Just be a reasonable Democrat. The one, the only. I'm James Hake, JLP, hour two, hour three.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question, do you ever get mad at anyone who disagree with you? If so, why? If not, why? Why not? Do you ever get angry at anyone who disagrees with you? If so, why? If not, why not? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you're out and about today, running around, doing whatever it is that you are doing, whether it's picking cotton or going to the market, and you just can't watch the show right now. You would love to watch it, but you got to run. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is Thursday already. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on? There's
a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. It's amazing. It is Thursday. And we opened up the show talking about, we dealt with the Mariota race in L.A., but I do a lot of counseling with men and women around the world, family and individual counseling. And I meet and talk to a lot of people as I move about. And the one thing that I realize, and I want you all to just notice, for those who want to be free, most people love their misery. Most men and women of all races, it doesn't matter the race, is men or women, male or female, most people love their hell. They love being evil. They get a thrill, and they roam the earth. They look for people that they can try to hurt because they are evil, and they get a thrill. They get, like, this thrill from hurting others. And family members friendships, workships, churchships, jobships, politicship, mediaship. It's bad because it's evil and not going to change until the person, the individual change. The heart from evil, which is the other devil, to love. And to remind you is that I want you to really, really, for those men and women who want to overcome, because most people don't, by the way, I want you to think about this, smoke on this, for those men and women who want to overcome. And there are men and women around the world. I see it at our men's forums every first Thursday night of the month, ladies' forum third Thursday night of the month, fellowship, and people I counsel with, I run into. They want to overcome, but most don't. They love being miserable, and they love, they call it life, to try to hurt others, make them miserable. And I want you to think about this. We're all created in the image of God. So that means we're all the same, right? Something went wrong. And when it went wrong, you lost your identity, and you picked up a wrong identity. And the wrong went wrong was when you resented your mother. And all men and women resent their mothers. They have their mother. You can always tell that a man has his mother identity because he think and act, his emotions and everything, just like a woman until he overcome mama or the woman overcome the mother. You're not going to be yourself until that happens. In the good old days, men would say, no, don't do that. Pray for that person. Don't hate. Don't judge. But nowadays, men are just like women. They hate, they judge, they gossip, they resent, just like their mothers. Because the men of the old days are not around anymore to teach the fathers, to teach their children, and blah, 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 right? But you can overcome the world by forgiving yourself, by not hating, being angry, and forgiving others. Because they can't help it. They're of their father, the devil. And they don't want to be free. Anyone that's angry, they're that way, or judgmental, living in the head, past or future, resentful. They want to be that way. They don't, because you don't have to be you anymore. You don't have to be that way. But you're only that way because you want to be that way. And you love it. You and the devil one. But for those men and women who don't want to be that way anymore, you want to be free, you want to be of love, you and the Father, God, are one. You got to drop the anger, folks. You got to forgive your mothers and or grandmothers, whoever raised you. Forgive your father and return to God. May be of love. And I said earlier that you can't help anybody. I can't help anyone. You can't help anyone. You can't even help yourself. You know you belong to yourself. But the spirit of truth will help you when you return to the truth. Just like the spirit of evil is destroying you, but you think it's you. And so for those men and women who want to overcome, and you can if you want to, here's what it's going to take. And then I get back to your cause. Here's what it's going to take to overcome evil. And Christ came that we might overcome evil. He said to love one another. To love God first with all your heart, soul, and might. And to love your enemy, love your neighbor. And you will have an amazing life. You will be free. The other person might not be free because they get the thrill of loving evil and calling it good. They love judging and being judged. They look for people that they can judge. But here's what it's going to take. Once you start working on yourself by forgiving, realize you're wrong for judging and being angry, and forgiving you will get to this point, men and women. It'll be amazing. I know I play this a lot, but I want to show you the soundbite one more time for now. And it's going to blow your mind. And you can do it. Don't believe the lie that you can't do this. It can't. And it's not you doing it, but it's the grace, the mercy of God working through you. I love this if poem. And I want you to listen to the words and not just watch the video and be excited about the president, the person's in the video, but listen to the words and apply them to you. Watch this if poem. And if you can do this, you're going to be fine. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Man for the men, a woman for the women. You can be that, but you got to drop that. You got to be of real love. Love is not an emotion. Emotional love is hate. First you love, then you hate, and then you love. Those are the children of the devil. But if you can forgive and be of love, you can do the if, because you have no ego. When you have no ego, you have love. Ego, a person, whether it's male or female, never mind the color of ego, they don't want God. They don't want love. They only want hell. And they roam the earth to see who they can get it from. It's already in them, but they feed it by hating and judging others. Forgive all and be of love. You were created so that God can bring love to the world through you. The light of the world is in you once you return to love. And you were created so that he can bring love into the world through you. Love comes through human beings, those who return to the love, to the Father by forgiving and not judging. Amazing, huh? And one last quick thing, if you don't do that, this case that I'm about to show you is an extreme case, but it's the same. Because you can be judging in your head but not reacting emotionally, and you'll think, you know, well, I'm not like this lady. I'm not like that guy. I'm not like this. And I want you to know, all false identities is in imagination. But we don't notice until we start to know thyself. It doesn't matter. Someone called up about lust this morning. How do you overcome lust? Lust is coming from anger and a thought, because anyone that has anger, emotions, or resentment is of their father, the devil, the imagination. And it brings on lust of the body. It resists the thought. You resist that. And you, there's nothing you cannot overcome, because it's all false anyway. Drag queens. You don't have to be a drag queen anymore. Forgive your mama. Lesbians, homosexuals, drug addicts, thieves, people who hate others, fear, worry, doubt. It's just a thought. It's not who you are, but the world tells you that that's who you are. And then they judge you. What the? But it's not who you are. Racism is not real. It's just a thought. Drop the thoughts, drop the imagination, and there's nothing you will be identifying with. But most people don't know it, because nobody tells them this while they're growing up. They encourage it rather than telling you how to forgive and drop the thought. It's just a thought. Evil made a home in you, and it made you do and think and do things that you didn't want to do, prevented you from doing right. All right? It's not you. Otherwise, your life is just going to get worse. But it doesn't have to be that way. Here's an example of a relationship from hell, from X. Body cam video in the post shows a woman at Chase Bank demanding $5,000 cash withdrawal. Quickly, it's escalated from argument to arrest for disorderly conduct. Watch this from X.
What's going on?
We're trying to get money out of
all the bank. All I want is $5,000. It's 2025. Hey, hey, I can't even get $5,000 out of my account.
Down.
Shut up, but I'm mad now.
Calm down with me.
I don't give a damn about you.
Okay, all right. Listen.
All I want is my money. Okay. You got the okay. damn ID.
Okay. Who are you, sir?
Her wife.
Okay.
Her husband.
Watch out of the way.
Just,
watch out of the way. Watch. Move out of
are
my way.
Serious?
We're going to step over
are
here.
Are you serious?
We're going to step over here.
Please,
we're going to go in cuffs right now until you calm down, okay? Okay,
please,
sir, move out of the way.
Babe, just
no.
calm down.
We're going in cuffs right now.
Just calm.
Boy, Adam, please, David,
don't.
Adam, Paul.
Just calm.
We're going in cuffs, so you calm.
Just calm.
Adam, Paul. Adam, Lincoln.
Give me a hand.
Sir, got please. Your ID.
She's not under arrest at this point.
Okay, but
she's just...
Are you serious?
We're just trying to get our money.
She's calming down.
She's got all her...
Get a picture, please.
She's got all...
Good. I love it.
She's got all her...
Come on, let's step over here.
I'm not moving
nowhere.
Let's go.
Please.
Are you serious? A Saturday morning
for let's go, 9 o'clock.
All I want is $5,000 out of my account, cash money.
Let's go.
Why are you doing this?
Let's go.
This is crap.
Amazing. That's every human being with anger. Did she say I don't give a deal about you to her husband, or was she talking to the cop? Who was she talking to?
I thought that was to the cop.
I thought so,
personally.
Too. Personally. Or maybe hate sent it to the husband. But I don't know. And then they later on, they show them trying to get her in the car, handcuff her, put her in the car. She's kicking and carrying on. Amazing, huh? But that's every human being. Whether they're acting dramatically like that or not, that's every human being. That's evil in the thought, in the imagination, and the emotion. Because you can't have the thoughts unless you have, you can't have the emotions unless you have the thoughts first. The officer took the woman to the police vehicle, and the woman began to chant, Black trying to bank. Black trying to bank. What the? Watch this from my ex.
Let's go. Let's go.
Are you serious?
Let's go. Not doing this.
I ain't either.
Walk.
You walk.
Damn,
you're sitting in
game.
The back. You're sitting in the back.
Get your mom in the back.
You have anything on you? 31, can you search it before I set it? No. Go ahead and sit. Go ahead and sit. I'm not doing this. Sit down. Sit. Do you want another charge?
You can charge me whatever you want to.
Sit in the car.
At this point, you can charge me whatever
you want
to. Oh, my God.
Listen, the choice
Black,
is...
Black, trying to bank.
Sit down.
Black, trying to bank. That's what I am.
That is nothing. Sit down.
Black, trying to bank.
Sit. I'm going
to
give you one...
Black,
I'm gonna
trying
give you one more chance
to
here.
Bank. At Chase
I'm gonna give you one more chance. All right, sit.
Get in the damn car.
Jesus. Because she was losing her mind.
Get her money.
Because she was screaming, man. She was. I would have just talked to her just like this if she wasn't losing her mind all in my face, right? I'm not trying to fight nobody today.
There's no love. Black trying to be bank. What does that have to do with it? She's been arrested because of her attitude, the anger. It's a spiritual battle, folks. And every human being, if they want to be free, got to overcome evil. Stop judging. Pray for one another. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Pray for one another. Don't hate one another. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Frank, our first time caller out of Florida. Frank, you are on the air.
Oh, brother, I can't tell you what an honor it is and a privilege to speak with the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Lee Peterson, for real, bro. You had me almost choked up, man. I wanted to call you based.
Come,
was a
Frank,
godsend.
Come back to
was,
your phone.
It was a godsend that I was scrolling and I just hit you live right when you started. And I'm going through a lot of rough times in my relationship and I have a family. I have four kids and I got work to do, man. And everybody's pointing fingers at each other. She's pointing fingers at me in the past. We have a lot of damage we've done to each other. And there's so much animosity that from a B word perspective, from my end, that I just realized when you were giving your speech that I need to man up, man. Okay. As head of household, I need to stop judging. You just taught me that's really girly. Of me to be judgmental, to carry that animosity. If you didn't do this, if you hadn't been this way, if you didn't, that is so not manly, bro.
Yeah. Men, because they have not overcome their mother, don't know that they have been recreated in their mother's image. And so they think and act like a woman. They judge, they're resentful. They do exactly what women do. That's why God said we all must return to the Father. We must forgive and return to the Father. How long you been married, Frank?
My oldest son's 15, and I got my youngest is 5, so 16 years.
Amazing. And so your question, you have a question for me?
No, I mean the question was like, you know, I put on the armor of God. Okay, I do my best to do that. And then I find there are chinks in the armor, obviously, okay? So I need some advice from you is how to maintain that armor of God. I mean, obviously, sometimes I see myself slipping. I'm not praying. I'm just getting angry. I'm separating, you know, not intentionally. But how do you stay in the grace is what I need to know.
What that mean? What do you mean by you put on the armor of God?
Like you were saying before, like you want this. Like you want to be the best version of yourself you can be. And not everybody wants it. I want it, Mr. Peterson. Like, I want that for myself. I'm not the best version of me.
Right.
Okay? How do I become and maintain the best version of myself without...
Well, you said a couple of things. Now you're saying the best version. But first, I want to know, what do you mean when you say you put on the armor of God?
I mean, I know of Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus. I tell people, I understand Jesus. I understand the concept. Okay. You know, and I try to walk the walk. I say I want to be more like he and less like me. Okay. Like I'm trying to walk the walk. He says, people don't notice. Jesus is busy saying, don't kneel down and worship me. Don't look at the cross on the wall. Right. He goes, just do what I do. Walk in my footsteps.
Yeah.
Put on those sandals. Okay. So I try to do that. And, you know, I come short. And if people say, well, do you believe that he died for your sins? And I have difficulty with that. I have difficulty burdening my load through his bloodshed. Like, he's telling me, like, go and sin no more. Like, he's picking that B word up off the dirt and saying, okay, now you can't do that no more. Okay? So that's what I mean by that. Like, well, I try to walk.
What is the armor of God? I'm not, you haven't told me yet. Well, you said you put on the armor of God. What is it?
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. Maybe I don't know.
But so then why did you say you put it on?
Because I feel like I walk the walk, I talk the talk, and then I somehow, you know, I just fall short. Okay?
You walk,
like
I walk.
Like, it's a sobriety, you know, not getting angry, okay? Try to eliminate my character failures, okay? My bad character traits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then it's just like, it's time to slip.
And when you say that you want to be the best version of yourself, what do you mean by that?
I want to be more Christ-like in all that I do.
And then why do you call that a version of yourself?
Good question. It's a great question. I mean, you got me.
So you don't know why you say that either?
I mean, you do. Tell me. I know you do. Tell me.
But you don't know what that is?
You tell me, please.
I know, but first I want to know, do you know what made you say that if you don't know what it means?
I think what you're getting at is that, you know,
well,
I'm just asking
a question. I'm not trying to get at anything. But I'm asking, what made you say stuff like that? And you don't even know what it means. You don't
know what it means to put on the armor? Because I know God's design for me is greater than I enact.
That's
okay?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so my actions are lesser than the purpose that God has designed for my creation, okay? So when I enact that in real time, I get it, and then it seems like the enemy's shackles get heavier. Okay, the burden gets doesn't get lighter. Okay, in my case, for whatever reason. Okay, like I could tell you stories about my life that you would call BS on, because it's just like it wouldn't be able to be made into a movie script. Okay, so it's just like the attacks. Like, I'm facing like heavy duty stuff, man. Okay. Heavy stuff.
And your question for me is what?
How do you properly suit up?
You got to drop your anger. You got to let all anger and bitterness go so you can stop judging yourself and others, playing God. Then you shall be free. And once you do that, the armor of God is his love, where you can love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and then love your neighbor, your enemy, as yourself. You have on the armor of God, and life will become amazing. But you got to drop the anger. The armor is the love of God, but God cannot guide you and love you until you start loving evil. You got to drop the anger.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard me talk about how to drop the anger?
I have not, no.
You got to forgive your mother.
I know. And I had a weird... growing up, my parents weren't married. My dad was in the picture, but she was very, you know, there were two sides of a coin. And emotionally, like, I'm more like her, you know. I can identify that.
Of course. All your emotions just like your mother. The anger emotion and the so-called feel-good emotion. Because feel-good emotions, it's the same as anger. It's not real. It's not love. Are you willing to forgive her? Go to her and forgive her.
Well, she passed in 2019.
Oh, okay.
So that's I was born in 75. So I mean, I don't consciously harbor any resentments, but you know,
there. That's why you're so frustrated and things is not. Hold on for me, David. I mean, Frank.
Go ahead.
Oh, I forgot about David. Let me take a break, Frank. Hold on. The treasure chest is now open on.
You can't run from evil within yourself.
Stretch off is open on D Live. Whatever. Back in a moment.
In order to deal with evil, and God is good, you need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you, and He will fight it without. because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Welcome back, 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcements, because I want to try to get to as many calls as possible. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour, by the fact, right after the JLP talk show, from 9 to 11. And then after the Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And after The American Anchor Baby, check out Punchy.tv. Billy with Bill. Punchy.tv with Bill. You can podcast that. He did a brand new episode on yesterday. It was amazing. And then tonight, every first Thursday night, Men's Forum. And the men around the world are working on themselves. Not all, but most. But those that are coming to the meetings, they're working on themselves to overcome evil. And they're understanding that we're all the same. We're not divided, except you think you're divided because you live in your thoughts. You don't see yourself as one. And they're working on themselves. So the men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. And ladies, you're meeting the third Thursday night of the month for ladies only. Tonight at 7 p.m. for men only. And then, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. on Friday, tomorrow. I had a fun and interesting discussion with Abby Johnson. And Abby is a former Planned Parenthood director turned pro-life activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When I worked at Planned Parenthood, our family was very disordered. They call for women to be the heads of their home, for women to emasculate their husbands. The only marriage that is celebrated inside of the abortion industry are gay marriages. Truly, we have been knit together in our mother's wombs before our parents even knew. No one is ever a mistake.
Life is a gift from God, right? You can do what you want. You can live in misery, you can live in hell, or you can be free.
A very, very interesting and amazing discussion with Abby. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. Or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing. And last but not least, we are celebrating 250 years of America. This is the year for that. It's happening all over the place. As a result, we have the American Hope coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-2663. bond. Grab yours now before they are gone. Call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. And or go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Order yours now. Limited amounts. And they're going fast. It's a major investment. Silver, you can't go wrong with silver. Let me go quickly back to the phones. Let me go to Frank, a first-time caller out of Florida. Frank, you said your mother expired already?
Yeah, in 2019, right before COVID, she missed that bus.
Oh, okay. Do you understand? Do you see how you want your life to be better, but something else is driving you and preventing that from happening?
Oh, Jesse, there are lineage curses. There are bloodline curses, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And they mimic each other. And, I felt my job was to break those chains. And I see that it's the recycling through me.
Yeah.
And if I could, you know, you said a lot of really powerful things and not a lot of time. And I don't want to hog the mic. I sweat you so much. You're the best out there. You're a true man of God. You're what God intends to be. And that's what Jesus Christ is ultimately, in my opinion. He's the ultimate man. And if the people, the public, were 1/100th of the man that Jesus of Nazareth is, then we would have on earth as it is in heaven, literally. 1/100th.
So you see that you need to forgive your mother?
I do, yeah.
For
it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Give me an example of what you need to forgive her for.
Like talking smack about my dad, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
My dad never did that. With regard to her,
yeah.
you know, alcohol, you know, just being, you know, a typical product of growing up in the 60s, you know, just being that.
And
girl,
do you realize know? That as you cannot help yourself, she could not help herself. She was driven by anger as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Her father bounced when she was 9 years old.
Yeah. So forgive her when you can realize she couldn't help herself. She did the best she could. Even though it was awful, it was evil, forgive her, realizing that she couldn't help it and that it's wrong for you to be angry at her, unforgiveness, and then God will forgive you and everything will start to change for you, Frank.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
you got to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image by imposing all that stuff on you.
Yes, sir.
She made you angry, and that's why the woman that you're married to is just like your mother. You end up marrying your mama because
yeah, indeed,
you love what you hate.
Mm-hmm. It's a conditioning. It's conditioning. So not only do I have to forgive my mother, I have to decondition myself.
Well, once you forgive and you just become aware of the thoughts, knowing that you're not your thoughts and emotions, you can't do anything. God would... clean, he would take away all your darkness. He would take away all those thoughts that make you frustrated and angry and resentful and afraid and lonely and all that. He would take that away. There's nothing you can do about it. But admit that you're wrong for being angry, judging, playing God, and the Father would do the rest. You can't do anything about it. You just need to be aware of it.
Yes, sir. I try to muscle my way through it, man. But you're right. There's no amount of muscle, and I'm a fairly, you know, strong dude. And I can't fight my own way to the glory.
Not at all. And then you need to forget about all those Bible words and stuff you learned, so that you can be taught by the Spirit of Truth.
Yes, sir.
So, and are you doing the silent prayer yet?
Sir, I was gonna request that of you, but I didn't want to put you out. No, I haven't. I'm gonna join it.
Yeah,
but
go to rebuilderdemand.com/silent prayer.
Okay, rebuilding right now.
rebuilderdemand.com/silent prayer. And start doing that, and you're gonna be still and let the Spirit of Truth, God, take over your life, and you're gonna be everything gonna be it's gonna blow your mind. You'll be fine.
I believe you. I believe it.
But you got to stop thinking of yourself. You can do anything. You can't do anything about spiritual things.
Oh, believe me, I know. I know. But you can. I was going to request an authoritative prayer from you of a lifting of oppression in this house and for everyone who is in earshot of you.
What is an authoritative prayer?
I don't know. In my view,
David, you got all this language that you picked up.
I try to articulate.
No, people but why, ask God, why don't you drop it, all that stuff, so you can be taught by the truth?
Okay.
There's no such thing as authoritative prayer, whatever you say. You got too much Bible stuff in your head.
I'm thinking the opposite of that. I'm thinking people, when they read the Bible, they're begging God for stuff.
They're begging Satan.
Right.
People read the Bible and they learn the Bible and quote the Bible. That is keeping them away from God because they're learning about God and they get ideas about God, but they would never know God because they're stuck on the ideas. And God said to cast all of your thoughts and imagination away. All thoughts are lies. They're from the devil and not from God. And you got a whole bunch of stuff in your head. You need to drop it.
Oh yeah, it comes in like rapid fire, Jesse.
So, yeah.
How do you deflect that? How do you recognize that it's attacking when it's attacking?
By not going along when the thought tells you to say all that stuff. Don't say it. Be aware mm-hmm. that the thoughts are telling you to say it and quote this stuff and say this stuff, but don't do it. Shock mm-hmm. the devil by not giving into the thought, and he will leave you. God said, too much study and make the soul weary. Your soul is weary with words and studyings.
Mm.
Drop the thought and stop all that stuff, man. It's keeping you away from the truth.
Yes, sir.
Do the silent prayer. How do you deal with your wife when she's not obeying you?
Oh, she was a tough one. She's tough. I'm tough, and then we arm wrestle. You know what I mean?
How do you deal with her when she doesn't obey you? Well, how do you deal with that?
I can't answer that. Not with patience sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's what I recommend, because you married your mother. All men marry their mama because they hate the mama.
We were listening over and over again on loop. I called her into the room. I said, listen, Uncle Jesse, listen. And he goes, crackhead. You want to put a picture of a crackhead? Is he bringing your little son? I say, Daddy, what's that? Your son, that's a crack. We listened to that 100 times and never got old. You are hilarious. You're a gift from God. It's an honor to speak with you, and I'll let you take more calls.
This last thing that I do have to run. I want you, as of this very point, never argue with your wife again.
All right.
Never get mad at her again. Don't let her argue by herself, because the hell in her want the hell in you to argue, and that gives her life. It makes her feel like alive. And so don't, because what's going to happen is she trying to control you by making you mad or doing something that makes you feel good, and she's controlling you.
Oh yeah. It's a knee-jerk reaction too. I've learned to control it to some degree.
Yeah.
But she knows what buttons to press, and she knows exactly how
I
to
know,
drive.
But from now on, you state your case. Hey, go and take care of the kids or whatever. When she start bitching about it, don't you argue back at all. Let her argue by herself, and then she gonna really get mad, and then she gonna go and bake you a cake. Eat the cake, but don't. Don't give in to her.
Yes, sir. I will follow this instruction.
But don't say you don't love me. You don't care about emotions. Don't fall for that either, because those emotions are evil. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me know how it goes, yes, Frank.
I will. I'll keep you posted. Thank you for your input.
You are.
God bless.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-77 Jesse. Super. Super chat.
Cloud Pops JLP team has helped immensely in the last months. Thanks.
Thank you. Stay with it.
Biggie Bullocks, Sue Shapiro for lying about Jesse. Angry face emoji. Lying about Jesse health. On the
I didn't know what you meant.
Brian Shapiro, that is, on the Fallen State the other week.
What a mess. Thank you.
Mark S., welcome new member.
Thank you, Mark S. I appreciate it.
Nikki 3135 Coffees, I have a biblical question suggestion.
Okay.
What is a child of God?
Amazing.
Since every time you ask someone, who are you, they respond, I'm a child of God. Baby angel emoji with wings.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, 5 coffees. I'm not playing with thoughts no more. Not one. Crossed arms, white man emoji with dark hair.
Absolutely.
They really are hell. Thank you, Jesse. White thanks hands.
Don't play with the devil. You'll get burned. Amazing. Thank you.
Facts.
Yep.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. You got to love one another. It ain't about the color, the male or the female, folks. Let me go to first-time caller Nick out of Connecticut. Nick, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Nick.
So the question I had for you, I started listening to you about 4 or 5 months ago. I really like listening to you, and everything you say is true. And to just get to the point, the question I had for you this morning was, you, and I believe what you say, and I've been really practicing it. I'm starting to do the silent prayer. I forgave my mother, my father. You know, I haven't spoke to my, I didn't speak to my father for over 3 years. You know, my mother's relationship with me has been kind of rough. So I listened to what you said because I knew I had to do it, like, deep down.
Yeah.
But to get on to the point, because I know you're going to ask what the question is. So all thoughts are all lies all the time. Yeah. I've really taken that, and I've actually followed that in my life. I'm not doing the silent prayer every day. I probably do it 4 or more times a day, and I know what you say, do it every morning, do it every night. I'm definitely doing it every night. Sometimes it actually makes me fall asleep. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it just helps me calm down. And I want to get up early enough where I can start doing it, even if I start doing it like for like 5 minutes, just so like you said, you can get that spiritual fortitude. But anyways, the question I have is, so you say all thoughts are all lies all the time. And I've noticed here and there when you speak in some of your videos, you have mentioned except practical thoughts, and then you've also said presentful thoughts. So it's like you're aware of the thoughts, you know, like you say in the silent prayer, you want to be aware of those thoughts. You want to see it as a person who's like breaking into your home, but they don't know you're there. So it's like, am I too much in my head if I'm trying to identify what's a practical thought? And then if the thought is a lie, I honestly wanted some insight because that sounds like something that you would know. And I feel like I do understand it, but like I need a little bit more attention to it.
Okay,
so.
Good question, man.
Thank you.
We are social beings, right? Meaning that
yep.
we have to go to work, we have to communicate right. with one another, we buy and sell from each other, we make breakfast in the morning, some people do, a dinner, a lunch, we eat, we drive our cars. But we don't live by that. Those are physical right. things we do. To, you know, to live on the earth in the physical in that way, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Those things are practical. You got to get up at 7 in the morning because you got to be at work at 9. That's practical. Yeah. But anything, and then once you do those physical things, you don't need to think about that anymore until it's time to do it again. And so that's that's practical. Every other psychological and emotional thought about the past or the future, who you are, who you're not, how you feel, how to hate others, those are the things you need to let pass because they are not of you. They're evil.
And I totally agree with that because there have been times in my life where I thought I had to kind of feel those things to overcome the people in my life or my interpersonal issues that I've had
right.
in the past.
Right.
And I made a lot of good positive changes. I was always aware of what the right thing to do was, but I was so scared, right? Because, you know, when I was younger, I don't know how many other callers are on the line, but I'm not going to take up all the time. And it's almost, you know, when you got to get off. But point I'm trying to make is, you know, I got separated when I was six from my parents. Loved my parents. I stayed with my grandfather. Had a really rough relationship with him. And then another thing that emphasizes, like, say, having sex out of wedlock and, you know, getting married and, you know, having children out of wedlock. Well, I was with somebody I should have never been with.
Yeah.
And
every man and every woman was someone they should not have been with or be with.
Yeah. That's true. Well, what I wanted to say is, you know, when I conceived, my daughter was born when I was 18. I'm 29 now, and I was with somebody who I should have never been with.
Yeah.
And my daughter turned 11 last Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo. So, and I've always been with her, and ever since 2017, I've been doing this on my own. I've been a single father, I work full time, and I would definitely say that, and, you know, she's a great kid. I love it. You know, I do everything I can. And I've realized now, like, I don't get as emotional, as angry anymore, because I'm a lot more self-aware, and I'm able to kind of, like, understand, like you said, the thoughts are not you. So, I worked really hard on myself, and I've also understood, like, the way I behave and, like, how I deal with pressure models off of my daughter. And, you know, it's like just there's – and I get a lot of praise, you know, a lot of respect from people because I'm in that situation. And I don't want any ego trip from it. I'm a parent because I need to be a parent, and I take full accountability for what I do. But I also have to, you know, like you say, just prepare your kids for the future. I don't want my kid to feel, you know, coddled. I was spending time with her, but I think that, you know, there's a time and place for everything. So, I guess giving you a little bit of information about me, I guess if there's another quick question, I didn't know if you had any other advice in terms of where I stand with my life and how I can continue to return to the Father and continue to, like, move on, let go, and just continue to make things way better than what they, you know, just continue to move forward.
Let me just say, because of time, number one, do you understand practical thoughts now?
Yeah, because it's all natural. That makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, it's natural.
Yep.
God gave you the ability to take care of your physical self, right? But
yep,
you don't live by that. And so in order to stay on this straight and narrow path, you only have to practice staying present. Rather than being in your head thinking about the past or the future, what will happen or what might happen or what did happen, you bring every thought, every time you get caught up in a thought, become aware of where you are and what you're doing. Stay present. And when you are present, rather than lost in your head, being angry or whatever, feeling good, you're already with God. You're with God right then. And the only way you get away from God or leave him is when you go back into thoughts. And if you stay there, you're back with Satan, with evil. But if you stay present, you're with God. You're walking in the light.
Okay.
You're walking in love.
So if I'm being present and I start feeling really scared, I start feeling impending doom, I start feeling all this darkness, that's all thoughts, and that's just the wickedness of evil trying to take advantage of me.
Absolutely.
And I just have to know that's not what's happening, because I've been working really hard on that the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And for somebody who's, like, really stepped out of that fear and actually, like, I always say, stay present and not believe your thoughts. I mean, I can understand and sense the experience of, like, bad or terror or emotion, but I know I'm okay. And it's like when the day's done and I'm doing, like you said, something natural, I don't feel any emotion. I don't feel like I have to sit in my head. And it's very new to me, but I feel like, I like you say, you got to stay with it,
stay with it.
And if I feel upset and if I do anything wrong, I just, you can't beat yourself up. You got to forgive yourself, you know?
There's
so.
No self to even forgive. You just got to know you're in a thought and that the thoughts are, you're being influenced by the devil, by evil.
Oh, okay. So even if I did something very minor, that wasn't serious, but I'm so hard on myself. Being hard on myself is the evil that's just trying to speak
to me.
Absolutely,
because it's a false self. There's no self to be hard on yourself about or with.
Yep.
It's still an illusion. So just know when you feel those things, you're in a thought. And come back to the present. Don't judge it. Don't judge yourself. It's just a thought.
One last thing. I'm sure you're probably going to say what you just said now. It's a thought. You know, if it's my voice, like as if I'm speaking out loud to you now, but I say something in my head like, oh, I'm, you know, I want to do this today, or I say something like,
just ignore it. Even if it's something that I'm practically going to do, just let it go and let it pass.
Right, and then go do what you got to do.
Awesome. You know, that's amazing. Thank you, Jesse. I listen to you every now and again in the morning, and I watch the Fall of the State. I want to start every Sunday just spending the whole two or so hours listening to Bond.
Yes.
I really appreciate you, man. And we don't have a lot of good people out in this world, and I'm glad that there's somebody who's, you're not doing this to, you know, for your own selfish ways. You're doing this for the best interest you got. I really appreciate that, man.
You stay with it. Just stay with it. And just know.
I will.
The voice that you hear in your head that sound like you is the devil. It's not you. The feeling that you're feeling, it's the devil and his spirit. Not you, all right?
Thank you very much, Jesse. I really appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care, Nick.
You too. Take care.
All right, bud. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
The Dead End bought three coffees saying Brian Shapiro on the Fallen State debated some other gal last week. Got his butt handed to him. He didn't know how to react to a woman with facts that oppose his ego.
Amazing.
I may have laughed about his weakness a few times. In fact, I laughed again just now thinking about it. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
I am so out of time. The men's form tonight. Thank you all. The men's form tonight is 7. Tori out of California. Brady. Hey, Brady. Out of Arizona. Mimi. Hey, Mimi. Out of California. Your friend and my friend, the world friend, Mimi. And to call David and all those, I am out of time. Drop the anger. Operate from love by staying present, which is of God. And I'm telling you, everything will change, all right? Call me tomorrow if you can, guys, or whenever. I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor, baby. And don't forget to get your American corn cone. Coin. Be black. American Hope coin. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. I am out of time. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you.